Mr. Chairman, handout number 126 illustrates the water development account one. A couple of items I wanted to highlight on this, and I did visit with the director of Mr. Labonte, and we concur on the figures. We're starting out at approximately $55 million balance. The construction bill and planning bill that will be before you this session take approximately $27 million of that, leaving approximately $28 million. I included the JAC proposal to move half of the Board of Control, that would be 1 year of the Board of Control, to Water Development Account 1, and there is still $22 million left. So there's no issue this year. We did also discuss the projects that he handed out yesterday. With respect to those projects, there is one design project in Campbell County. It's the Gillette Regional Extension. Currently, it's $361,000. They are expected to come back for roughly $2 to $3 million in future years. And then there are a number, approximately 15 projects that are in the planning stage. Those all municipal projects are likely to come forward at some time, but he cannot anticipate when the sponsor will be bringing those projects forward. Undoubtedly, there will be less funds going forward. The reason we're leaving a sizable balance is this year the Water Development Commission moved approximately $7 million from the Palisade account to Water Development 1, which easily accommodates the $6 million this year. Going forward, it would reduce the available funds by $6 million, leaving approximately $11 to $12 million for projects. Historically, there's been sufficient funds for most projects. There's been 1 year that he could recall where the number of requests exceeded the amount of available funds. However, not all of those requests were mature in terms of their design. Happy to answer questions.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, somebody was asking.
I'll be somebody, okay? Mr. Chairman?
Driscoll.
Mr. Richards, did either of these agencies, either water or state engineer, go through the 8% budget cuts? And you're going through, you said...
Mr. Chairman, the state engineer did. Water Development Commission did not.
Okay. Any other questions? Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. What would the 8%, and I know we're not in that agency, but what would the 8% net on the Water Development Commission? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, approximately $325,000 a year or $650,000 for the biennium.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just a thought, if doing half of the border control is problematic to operate, you could also move groundwater and surface water in there combined, but it's about $400,000 less. But then it would have those complete and basically come up with the same thing. But this takes more. I mean, this is $400,000 more. So just.
It doesn't matter that much to me.
Board of Control.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhardt.
Mr. Chairman, just a question so I'm clear. Are we going to fund the Board of Control from Water 1, or are we going to move the Board of Control into Water 1?
Fund.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So regarding their revenue stream, they're projecting $23 million in 18 and do we still agree with that? And moving forward, what do we think it'll look like?
Mr. Chairman, we looked back, and there's actually another handout. I don't recall the number. We looked back 10 years, and it was averaging $30 million per year. The $23 million going forward is conservative, but the big difference is they're earning a whole lot less money on their investments. So it's in the ballpark, yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Driscoll.
Just to throw out for a thought, this is a pretty big structural change. Any thoughts on pulling the money this year and sunsetting it, and we can come back next year, see what our general funds and our balances are doing. It gets us through. It gives us cut this year. We'll sunset it. We can sit here in this same room next year and do it if we need to, but if we don't, we can go ahead and let these agencies go back to life as usual, because these are pretty extreme cuts. It's going to have a big effect on a lot of programs, and I think it might be wise for us, not looking like a total disaster. We can sure do it again next year, correct, Don, if we sunset this? I'd make a motion that we do it that way.
Senator DeDock.
I just second his motion.
All right, it's moved and seconded. Discussion. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would disagree, because I think that part of resolving a structural budget deficit in general is a culture change. And I think if it looks like we're sunsetting and they just have to kind of tighten up and shut their eyes tight for a few years and it'll go away, then I don't think we'll be as successful in doing what we need to do for the longer term.
Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess the question, if we put it in this budget, does it go away at the end of the budget anyway? Does it automatically sunset, or do we have to do it with a statute to make it permanent?
Don?
Mr. Chairman, this change would change the standard budget for this agency, and just like any change of addition of an employee or a subtraction, it would be biennialized. So that $6.2 million, if the proposal is with the Board of Control, would become $12.4 million. As the standard budget. The governor could change that. This committee could change that.
Any other discussion? I would say I'd be against it also, simply because I don't know what the future is going to bring. We may need it, may not, but the fact is we're going to be back here in December going over the general budget for the next biennium. So that's the time when we can decide it. So, and at that time, we can either move it back or keep it the way it is. So I don't think this motion is necessary myself. And that being said, any other discussion? Last word on your motion.
Mr. Chairman, I just think that we really have never really done anything of this type, that we've just taken one agency, at least from what I know. This is my first year here, but I've sat for a number of budget bills. I do not recall a time that we've just took a big chunk out of one agency and handed it to another one and said, here, you've got your operations, and the pain gets to go to the other agency. And if you want to talk about a big cut, this is a massive cut. If we did this to anything else, they'd be a big deal. And I think we are all going to hear about it. As the cities and towns show up, I think you're all going to hear about it. And we're probably going to deal with it in one way or the other. But I think the simple way is to go ahead and let it sunset and put it back on if we need to, because believe me, if we're short of funds, we're all going to be back here next year doing the same thing again, and we really haven't changed anything other than we let it automatically go back rather than having to go fight it back out. And state engineer may not want to give that money up very bad once they're hooked on the free money.
So, Mr. Chair, just a quick response to that. If you think about the function of what the state engineer's office does and the Board of Control, it really, most of it belongs in the water account. It's not general fund dollars out of our standard budget. It's, I mean, the and it, when you combine the what we're paying to the state engineer's office and the Board of Control over a biennium, it's roughly $36 million to manage. How much annualized funds? That's a heck of a lot of money to of general fund dollars. And so I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is kind of the first step to get a handle on these agencies. And we have done this. We've done it with multiple agencies over time. We've done it with the State Engineer's Office. From 95 till 2005, it was in the water count. Just that simple. And in my discussions with the legislature who were in here at that time, the only reason they moved it was because we had a bunch of money, and we said, we'll do this in order to put money in the water account. So that's just my response to that.
Since it's your motion, I'll give you last say again. Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion fails. Anything else before we get back to the budget? Seeing none, where are we? Are we done with the state engineer, or are we just starting the state engineer?
Mr. Chairman, I believe you're just starting the state engineer. And just as a point of clarification, I don't believe you voted on you voted to sunset or not, but you haven't actually voted on to move half of the Board of Control, if you so desire. If not, the first unit is on page 11, unit 0101, administration.
Mr. Chairman, while we've had a lot of discussion on the Board of Control, I thought there was a motion to actually do that.
Made the motion, I had said.
Yes. So I think we need to vote on the motion.
The motion on the Board of Control? Well, why don't we? Was there a motion on the floor, or can we wait till we get to it? Because I thought it was more informational. I don't recall a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as when you came back, there was no motion on the floor. The only motion that you had on the floor was the one that you've acted on regarding the one-time appropriation.
Okay, so as far as moving those funds go, you can wait until we get to the Board of Control. All right, so right now we're on administration, page 12. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 19, 0201, Groundwater Division.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, next unit is on page 25, unit 0301, Surface Water and Engineering Division.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Board of Control. I knew we'd get there soon enough, Don.
Mr. Chairman, I move to transfer the funding for the Board of Control from the general fund to groundwater one account.
From water account one to the Board of Control, and the Board of Control and remove the general fund money or withdraw the general fund money. And it was $6.2 million?
Mr. Chairman, 1 year's worth is $6,214,000.
And that's the motion? That amount?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion passes. We're on support services.
We have to move as amended.
Oh, we didn't move the unit. Oh, okay. Motion on the unit. GovsRec? Oh, not GovsRec. GovsRec as amended. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 38, unit 0501, support services.
Mr.
Hang on here. Do I know what I did? All right. I'm sorry, what page?
Mr. Chairman, page 38.
38. Support services. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Gov's rec and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 44, unit 0701, Interstate Streams.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman, the last unit is page 51, unit 1401, North Platte Settlement.
That's right.
Remind me of the moved and seconded, end of discussion. Remind me of the North Platte Settlement. I thought that was pretty much done and over with. Or are these people, they're the ones who are overseeing it? I mean, making sure that we don't violate it.
Mr. Chairman, that's my understanding. They monitor to
they're
ensure.
Water watchers. All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, we talked about the two recent vacant positions in State Engineer, but I don't know if we moved them. So I am going to move to eliminate positions 0028 and 0171.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Paramutual Commission, do we have, we don't, that's not any general fund, is it?
Mr. Chairman, there is no general fund.
Oh, we need to close the agency. We need to close the state engineer.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Paramutual, they don't get any general fund dollars, do they?
Mr. Chairman, they do not. Nonetheless, you do approve or authorize their spending, and they are requesting additional authorization and three employees. The first unit appears on page 11, unit 0101, administration.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm curious, Don. I mean, does anyone besides us review their request and go through their, whether or not three is the right number, whether or not what their dollar signs are accurate, what they're going to pay these folks?
Mr. Chairman, they do have a commission that oversees them, and, of course, the budget office and the governor's office have seen and reviewed this request.
What was the governor's response?
Mr. Chairman, he agreed with the request and recommended approval for the three positions and associated funding.
Is there a motion? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Is that it for the agency? Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just briefly, Chairman Nicholas, is there a bill that's going to get crafted in paramutual? Or?
There is a bill that's out there that as currently drafted, it takes 0.05% and puts it into the general fund. It revenue raises about $1.8 million. Annually, I believe, roughly. Yeah. Although I just got lobbied on it this afternoon. So
by who?
By someone that does paramutually.
Okay, I have a motion on to close the agency. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Account.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit is on page 9, unit 1001, administration.
Mom, is there a way that, can we just do a motion to approve all the units? Do we have to walk all through them? We're not going to do anything. Is that required?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Can we just say we approve all the units? Do we have to walk through them?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, you have had global motions. Like on the courts and boards and commissions, and if you have an agency that you have no issues with.
Mr. Chairman, I move the global amendment to approve all units and wildlife and natural resource trust.
And close the division?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Let me make sure. Yeah. Are we kosher?
Mr. Chairman, I believe so. However, there is a technical problem with their submission. On page 9, they took all of the money but left the positions. And then on page 15, they restored the money from their own resources, but now the positions are not associated with that. So we'd ask for approval to move the positions from page 9 to page 15.
Second.
Is that part of your global mission?
Yes.
Global motion? Global mission. You're suddenly Borman. So everybody's familiar with the motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. That was part of the motion. Game and Fish Commission. You want to do the same global motion?
No. So we just got the draft bill not too long ago. The Game and Fish Commission allowed them the ability to raise their fees. The way that the bill was drafted. Go on there. The way that the bill was drafted was to not put specific amounts, and it was just. And so for each one of the species, it just gave them the amounts. So then, and if you'll see that there's also a legal brief or note that was prepared by LSO, and in essence, that says that there's some real constitutional issues there may be by just giving them carte blanche on how much they can raise across the board. So seeing that before we came in, I took the bill and took it back to LSO. I asked them to revise the bill or at least do a second draft, and in that second draft to raise the fees on the particular species that they say they want to raise, 15% roughly. And by doing so, we come up with the $9.5 or $10 million which is our target date on this thing. And I also said then to go in and kind of put a CPI clause in there that says annually or biannually they can go in and raise the thing 5 or 10% for the established fees, thereby allow if they choose to. They don't have to, but they may. And so I just wanted to alert the committee to if you take a look at this, we're trying to take care of it. The concept is that we want to have this bill out. I mean, Don says, and what we really ought to do is have it up by Friday, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But the other thing what I'd like to do, and I'd like your global thoughts on this, as I'm reading through the bill, there are some changes I like to do as wordsmithing from being a lawyer and drafting bills over the past 6 years to make it cleaner, to make it easier to sell on the floor, and have that as a final product before everyone gets to start looking at it and chopping it up. So what I'm asking, and I talked to the co-chair about that, you know, I'd like to go to have us, with our respective houses, go to the body and find folks that will
because we don't have time every night to review and work these bills and think through them. And so I talked to Senator Perkins outside, and I want to talk to a couple of folks in the House side and just kind of have them assist us in looking at these, because we got five bills, and we want to crank these things out in 4 or 5 working days. And so it's going to be a community effort to do this right and to get it right and actually then get these through the houses. And so what I'm asking and suggesting is that if you guys, we all work collectively to review these things. We've got to do it so we don't have 100 drafts floating around and sorting around, but we just need to do it. And it'll also help get support, hopefully, from the respective houses by getting other people to review these bills. So, because it's a lot of work. I mean, it's every bill in order to go through these fee things is 20, 30, 40, 50 pages, and it's a trial. And when what we've created a loggerhead for us and a work zone, and we're just going to have to work our way through it. So, I just wanted to bring that up and discuss it and get your comments and feedback on it. If you got some more ideas or better ideas, additional ideas, we sure appreciate it. So.
Just real quick, I can't find that memo, no big deal. If you could just remind me what you found out in there. You did say that that our approach is going to be okay.
What they said is that to give, in essence, semi-arbitrary ability to a commission to set fees based upon their own, public hearings, it can be arbitrary, and they said it's a questionable concept. Just is, and so you got to put parameters and kind of sidewalls on it in order to make the thing float. And in addition to that, for this particular bill, I mean, I think it could scare the dickens out of some sportsmen if they think that the Game and Fish can set any amount that they want for an out-of-state or an in-state license. So. If we say that an in-state deer license is going to go from, what is it, 25 or 37 now? I forget. Let's say it's $37. So it goes from $37 to $50. People can live with that. That's a 15% raise. If they go in there and say Game and Fish can keep continuing to ramp it up, they're going to go, wait a minute. So I think from a practical standpoint and our sellability both to the public and the floor, having a floor on those numbers will be advantageous to us on the floor.
Mr. Co-Chair is one of the people that you asked about to help with wordsmithing, Representative Greer.
Yeah.
Because he's right here. He can help us.
Well, he will. Although he just got to sign a bunch of bills, like the beer bill and in the mineral division. But anyway.
I need help.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman,
roll up your sleeves.
So, Mr. Chairman, you think that's better than capping them at a percentage increase totally and then just letting them find the sweet spot in there?
Well,
because we know that's constitutional because the livestock.
What I'm saying is we'll raise the fees to where we need them on the ones they want, and then we'll allow them the ability to raise them, but we'll cap the amount that they can raise it each year or biennial.
Gotcha. Okay.
That makes sorry if I didn't make that clear.
I thought of that approach.
I always think I know what I'm saying, but I don't necessarily know. Does that make sense to everybody? I mean, and I'm just thinking, I mean, as it is, I mean, if we all may be reading these bills through the weekend to get a product that we're comfortable with to get them out. And so, and I like to go to bed by 11 or 12 to be here at 6:30. So.
I think that's a good idea. I like that idea. I think we avoid the potential for a
runaway
battle.
Yeah.
I like to go to bed about 2 or 3 and wake up about 10 or 11 and lay around for a while. Scratch my ass in pajamas. But I can't do that.
So with that in mind, I'm ready to proceed.
All right, we're at Game and Fish.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit is Unit 5101, the Aquatic Invasive Species, on page 11.
Mm.
I've got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Veterinary Service Program on page 15. Don?
Mr. Chairman, yes. 15 and 16, Veterinary Service Program. It's Unit 6101.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Motion Chairman, passes. The next unit appears on page 20, Unit 6201, Sage Grouse Planning and Protection.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, Unit 6301, page 25, Wolf Management.
Moved and seconded. Discussions. Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, I can't make that motion. I probably should do a conflict.
I did it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. No, I don't think you got a conflict.
All right. So you're declaring a conflict?
I'm declaring a conflict.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 30, Unit 6401, CWCS, Comprehensive Wildlife Management Strategy.
GovRec.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, this is kind of one of those global questions. Are we going to apply game and fish to the 1%? And the other question is we really didn't deal with any vacancies because we were moving them at the same time. We could deal with some vacancies if we wanted to. So just some the thought process from the chairs I'd be interested in.
Did they apply the 1%, the 8% to themselves? Just in the spirit of, I believe they didn't?
Mr. Chairman, we have no indication that they applied the 8% reductions to themselves for the commission funds.
Only for the general fund dollars, yeah.
Only for the general fund dollars.
Are there any general fund positions that they have?
Chairman, I think, Mr. Chairman, I think there is.
Yeah, when you get to page 18.
And 18, 19, Mr. Chairman, there's a bunch of AWAC employees, so that's all summer help, so. Mr. Chairman, that's basically all I see is AWAC employees that are 100% general funded or even partially general funded.
Do I have a motion to, are we?
I'll move to close.
Question, please. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we need to designate in this that we're moving them off of general fund and they should use commission dollars? I mean, it won't go into effect unless that bill passes. But do we need a motion to that effect?
Mr. Chairman? Yeah, actually, you do. It's a conditional motion, isn't it?
Mr. Chairman, as it sits now, there is no motion that has been adopted that removes them from general funds. If you wish to, you can put that in the budget, or you can put that in the bill, or you can put that in both.
My preference would be to put them in both. Otherwise, it needs to go both
yes.
ways. So I would make the motion that that the general fund dollars go to the be removed from the general fund back to the commission fund, contingent upon the passage of the JAC bill. We don't have a number on it yet. Doing the like the like activity.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Representative Larson, you had your hand up.
Well, not on this motion.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none. Representative Burkhardt, did you have another question?
No, Mr. Chairman. Just
all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion passes. Representative Schwartz.
Thank you. I'm on positions 206, 07, 08, and it just strikes me as odd that the only active recruitments are on the three positions that have been vacant for 5 to 8 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody can explain that. I have my theories.
Well, the active, I could tell you most of these AWAC positions, as mentioned, were summer positions, right. And a lot of them are AIS related. And as to the ones that they're supposedly actively recruiting, down there for the just AWAC position, I have no idea. 90 months, 52 months, 63 months. But if we're taking them off of general funds anyway, we'd leave it up to them, basically. If they were general funds, if they were going to stay as general funded, yeah, we'd want to go back in and visit that and probably visit with them about it.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, just a note, a good selling point on the floor is the same way we did with state engineer or anything else, is that we're taking a look at this before we give it back to the fee folks of whether, I mean, we need to do our due diligence as we hand this off. And maybe we have done. I'm just saying we need to examine that. It's a good argument on the floor that we've taken a hard look at this.
True. Representative Larson.
And if we don't, if it's contingent, you're moving them as contingent on the passing.
We could delete bill. These contingent on it, but not passing.
Yeah. And we could remove these in case the other bill doesn't pass.
If that other bill doesn't pass, the contingent motion fails, then I think we have to go in there and start slicing and dicing.
Yep. I think we need to make that clear.
Will we be able to do that time-wise?
There is a plan B. If it doesn't go, there is a plan B.
Mr. Chairman, that bill, starting in the House, will not be through the Senate under almost any scenario.
Yeah.
One House could take action on the floor and provide some ability for the Joint Conference Committee to make final judgments. But while you are debating the budget bill, you will not know the outcome of the fee bill.
Mr. Chairman, could we run mirror bills?
Mr. Chairman, I didn't hear the question.
He wants to know if we could run mirror bills.
Mr. Chairman, the rules provide that the mirror process only apply to the
general
budget bill.
I think it's fair. If we make this a House bill, I suspect if we get it through the House, it'll get through the Senate.
But on the mirror budget bill, we could go back into this. The general fund bill and play with it. Although with the mirror budget bill, you can only do it if it's been modified, right?
Mr. Chairman, yes. One option would be one House is substantially different on this agency so that the final resolution would occur in Joint Conference Committee.
So in that regard, as a protective matter, we should make sure that on the general budget bill that we have something in Wyodotte and Game and Fish, livestock, as that's different, so we can go back into those agencies. I mean, so would you just remind us of that and how we get to it? Because we really have to do that
That's the only avenue that we could actually get it accomplished. On the general budget bill, if you have mirror bills, and if they pass both houses and they're identical,
both amendments,
both or any, yeah, then you can't reopen either one, either side. And so what we need to do is that make sure that on these five agencies that we've got a little something different in those two agencies, so that on a conference committee, we can actually go in and modify and play with.
Can we do something like have one house's bill be $1,000 off from the other house's bill?
Mr. Chairman, that will unlikely to be sufficient because they have to argue between the two positions.
Oh, okay.
So one house may be at zero and the other house may be at $12 million, and that would provide maximum flexibility. I'm not
probably what we should do.
Unless they come together and can't agree, and then it'll be open on those.
Would one of the bills showing those positions being removed in one bill not be sufficient?
Mr. Chairman, only for those positions.
Only for those positions. So the Senate's got a heck of a lot more experience on what it means to do that, so we might need your help to be the zero side.
Yeah.
And you guys will be happy too. So. Zero side. But anyway, that's we can.
We're the big spenders, huh?
We can.
No, we'll look like the big savers.
Yeah. Big savers.
We're going to be cheap.
Yeah, we're the ones that zero them out.
Yeah. You're going to try to explain that to Hicks for me.
I'm still trying to explain the paperclip to him.
So we'll get to that when the time comes, but we just want to make sure we don't forget, because that could be a lifesaver at the end of the day. All right.
And Don, if that's the case, then we may want to do the same thing with transportation, too.
All five bills, five agencies.
One side should zero it out, and the other should be the full funding. All right, I need a motion to close out the agency. Representative Larson.
I'd still like to make a motion to get rid of those three long-term positions.
Second. I'd move to amend it and get rid of five long-term, the longest term, 16, and make it contingent on the passage of the budget bill. On the failure of the budget bill.
So it would be positions 9707, 08, 09, 15.
No, actually, let's just give rid of it. Just give rid of it. Huh? I like it.
Chairman, it's a good sales
pitch to cut.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I think I'm tracking Representative Larson's motion. They look like summer positions, probably that aquatic invasive at $10,000 each. Am I in the right spot there?
Yeah.
And we're gonna knock about four or five of those off of there, I understand.
Mr. Chair, the aquatic species folks haven't been there that long, so they can't. They wouldn't be aquatic. Maybe the 16-month, but if they were aquatic and they were being used, they'd all have been working this summer.
90 months is longer than the aquatic invasive species has been around.
Yeah, that's so. I think the answer is no, they're not aquatic folks, and they've got the ability to move dollars around and replace them if something you need them. And it may be with those terms on them. I mean, we don't play a lot with their budget, but it may be that those may be necessary for some type of active recruitment for a funding basis. And if they are, they can come back and tell us.
Look above that at 9649. AWAC employee at $4,000 a year? That's like, what is that, an illegal alien or something?
All right. I second the motion as amended. Are you agreeable with it?
Okay. Any other discussion? Don.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, there are no conditions on this motion.
Right.
Okay.
Representative Senator Landon, you had discussion?
No, I'm good.
Why is your mic on then? I have no other way of knowing. I mean, she scratches her temple. No, I just want to get out of here before 9.
That's why we get the comments.
All right. No further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those
in favor.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. Forgot my own phrase. Okay. Game and Fish is closed. Agency 41, Fire Prevention and Safety.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit appears on page 9, Unit 0101, Administration.
I would make a global motion, other than reviewing employees, that we approve all divisions.
Mr. Chairman? Oh, second. Question.
Dan. Not Dan. Jesus. Don. Don.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was an issue in this agency as well where a position was moved from one unit to another, and the position counts did not reflect that, and we'd like approval to correct the position counts between those two units.
What page would that be?
The first one is in unit 0301 on page 18. There was one reduced position, but you'll see in the authorized employee count there's nothing reflected in that governor's reduction column. However, the funds were moved there, or from there, and the position reappears in unit 0305 on page 23.
So that is the motion?
That's the motion.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman. Okay, I'm on
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm on page 8. Code 0292, I think the agency indicated there was an error there and that the $570,000 should actually be
$215,900. Mine notes say $280,000.
Mine say $215,900 is the note I had.
Could be.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, there was an error there.
Did you catch that as well, Don or Don?
Mr. Chairman,
Kevin.
I think that the issue was that the $200,000 that they were talking about was actually the amount of money that they pulled into special revenue. I think the number is correct. And then they were talking about the fact that they'd made a cut, but the cut is actually a movement to special revenue. So I think everything's okay.
Okay. So we don't have to do anything.
As printed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion?
So we still have the motion to approve it all other than employees?
Well, let's do the employees before we do the global motion.
All right. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I move we cut position 041-005, inspection specialist.
It's only been empty 1 month?
No, I got no. Excuse me, 007.
Okay.
Sorry.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion's approved.
And Mr. Chairman, I kind of want to make a comment to the folks that may actually be listening to this thing. In the House particularly, and also as part of the discussions that the Senate has had, both on the floor, in this committee, and outside the committee, there has been a lot of requests or concepts of cutting 100 series dollars directly. And so the question comes up, should we cut vacant positions or should we cut 100 series dollars? And so it may be, the impression may be, that we're going here and just striking willy-nilly at all vacant positions, but what we're really trying to do is get $100 million structural deficit out of the budget without removing folks for vacancies that have been open 6, 8, 10, 15 months, years,
And then there's a superflex component to it that allows the governor and the agencies to fill absolutely needed positions that we'll get to in a global amendments on Friday. But I just want to clarify those concepts of why we're doing and what we're doing, and that there's a method to our madness, and that we're doing this with it may sound like we're eager, but actually it's not an easy thing to do. It's a painful thing to do, and we're working our way through it as best we can. So, thank you.
Mr. Co-Chair, did you want to make the motion to close the agency?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes. On we move to the geological survey. Is there anything we have to do with that?
Mr. Chairman, you only have one unit. It appears on page 11 and 12, the geologic program.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Move closed section.
Is there a second?
Sorry.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Insurance Department.
Mr. Chairman, once again, you only have one unit. It appears on page 10, unit 0401, the health insurance pool.
Move governor's draft.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Move to close.
There's a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Department of Transportation. Well, well, well.
Matt Obrecht's working on that bill.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit appears on page 11, unit 0603, Wildlink Phase 2.
So, Mr. Chairman, before we get going on this, we have a proposed bill that will do several things, but basically it's going to take the general fund dollars, which is roughly $46 million, I think, or is that right? Or 41? Their biannual budget. But whatever that dollar amount is.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it's about $50 million, inclusive of aeronautics, WildLink, and surface transportation.
That takes their general fund budget, which is roughly $50 million, and move that off of general fund dollars. It's a complicated procedure to accomplish, and we can't do it all in this biennium because of the nature of the already prior committed funds and what revenues are available that would not result in a dramatic impact to air enhancement and other general fund dollars that are committed and that would result in cutting those aeronautics things, and there's a few other things we had to hand it on it. So there are a few things we can't do for this biennium. But so we're taking care of that issue, and we're also then allowing in a bill that's going to be submitted to increase the vehicle registration licensing to a representative amount and driver's license amounts. And there may be one or two other components to it, but primarily those two things, which then will allow the Department of Transportation to increase those by a minimum amount in order to capitalize roughly $50 million biannually. and then fund the aeronautics issues that we have out there and other general fund dollars that are being appropriated by the Wyoming Transportation Department in their budget. That bill is being drafted as we speak. We have not had the opportunity to review it, to wordsmith it, to run it by YDOT, and that's what our goal is. And then once we have a working document for anyone else that is interested in reading it. So that's the process that we're walking through. And so I would just alert the departments and those folks that are on the air that that's what we're doing. And that bill, at a minimum, will come up tomorrow or Friday to work, and then we'll also, if necessary, have the opportunity to work at the early part of next week. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So that being said, that means it's going to have to be another contingent.
That's correct.
Similar to Game and Fish, where the cuts are only contingent upon that bill passing.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, I'd have the same question here. Are we going to apply the global 1% to the Department of Transportation as well, I would assume? And any other issue? What are we going to be able to get this biennium, I guess, in reductions? The one other question I have maybe can't be answered, but maybe will be answered, is once we transfer that air enhancement stuff out of general funds, we still have enough statutory authority in there to ensure those programs continue and they don't get defunded. That's a question I would have.
And I'll direct that to Mr. Hibbert.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to point out on the global cut, YDOT has one generally funded position in their entire budget, and that's the Air Service Enhancements Administrator. So I don't know if that makes a big difference or not with your, when you're thinking about applying that 1% or whatever it happens to be.
I think that answers that question. So probably not.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just clarify, because I don't quite understand. Looking back on page 3 at the global budget there, Co-Chairman Nicholas was talking about, I think I remember, $40 million or something. Looking at that row on the funding, could you just clarify for me where how that is coming out of there?
Don, please. Help us understand.
Mr. Chairman, on the general fund line item on the far right is $19 million. 19 minus 5.2, which is up above on capital expenditures, that's for general fund surface transportation. And so that is roughly $13.8 million plus a standard budget line item of $36 million, largely paid for by AML funds this year, so they don't appear in this budget. That 13.8 plus the 36 gets you right at 50.
And one of the other aspects of this is the driver's licenses and the vehicle registrations have not been raised in 20 years, in 40 years, respectively.
Correct. The vehicle registration is $15, and it hasn't been raised since 1975.
So, Mr. Chairman, back to my global cuts thing. So, and we'll get to the specific, well, whatever it is. It's not a unit, but I'll just pick one. So, there's WildLink. There's, I assume some of that 200 series is probably general fund, but, agency, general fund agency, it's got like $2 million. I guess I can't understand why there can't be a global 1% cut in YDOT.
Well, in fact, and Kevin, could you clarify this? Because in the governor's recs, they've got taken out $101.6 million.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So in the case of WildLink, the general fund that's remaining there is for the payment of software and hardware maintenance for the entire WildLink system. So that's, and the vendor did agree to absorb that cut when we did the 8% reduction.
So that 1.6 is a, what does that constitute?
So let me get on the right page here real quick. So, Mr. Chairman, in the case of the Weil Inc. system, I'm trying to find the line item here for the general fund portion of that. So,
it looks like Weil Inc.'s on $168,000.
Right. So, that would have been a reduction in the hardware and software. And the general fund associated with that is what that remaining amount is used for, is for the hardware and software maintenance.
And so then, Kevin, I'm looking at line 1000 on page 3. It looks like the primary cut of the governor's rex comes out of aeronautics.
Yeah. So I'm looking on page 10 at Weil Inc. in specific.
Yeah. Well, I'm switched now. I'm switched gears.
Okay. So now you want to talk about.
So the aeronautics that was cut $1 million, what's the impact of that on aeronautics as compared to the list that the Weil presented to us?
On the airport improvement side, that would be associated with the slowdown or elimination of airport improvement projects. And that's an 8% cut as well.
Okay. So if we, the answer is if we choose to make White Audit part of the 1% across-the-board cuts, then we have that ability. And with the superflux that we give the governor with that, that we're contemplating, he has the ability to say no or even preserve aeronautics as he chooses to. So that'll be something that will come up on Friday. Does that help? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, where are we at?
So, Don, is it clear to you and Don what we're doing here?
Mr. Chairman, I'm presuming a motion similar to the Game and Fish, and that can be, you know, if House Bill XX is enacted into law, then Section 045 is adopted. If it is fails or is not enacted into law, we have a separate section 045. So it's
right.
Triggered that way.
So I'd make that motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any other discussion, clarification, interpretation, opinion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. So with that being the case, do we need to go through each unit?
Are there any other changes and or are there any employee issues in general fund dollars?
Because I can't wait to get to health.
Mr. Chair, I'd move that we approve the entire budget as presented through all divisions.
On the Gov's Rec? Moved and seconded.
As amended.
As amended. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Was that the motion also to close the agency?
Moved to close, yeah.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Department of Health. Okay, we got 215 pages.
So before we go on, does anyone want to take a five-minute break?
Let's take a five-minute break. Good idea.
Then we start on health.
Then we start on health.
This should be...
Okay, we're coming back to order. We're on Agency 48, Department of Health. And because this is such a large agency, I think we may move through this by the division. And that way, if anybody has any particular amendment they want to put in, we'll just go right there upon their request. So, Don, take it away.
Mr. Chairman, the director's office appears on page 13. There are two units, director's office and vital statistics in this book. So the vote will be on the division level on page 13.
You want to move the division, or it would be the governor's rec?
Governor's rec on the division.
Governor's rec on the division.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any amendments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next division appears on page 21, healthcare financing. This is a division that incorporates about 15 individual units. These are all Medicaid units, and it proceeds from page 22 until 74.
Move governor's rec on the division.
So we're going all the way up to 74?
That's correct.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman?
Representative Larson.
So just a comment, when we talk about our state Medicaid office, that's right, that's his final statistics.
Yes. Okay, I've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next division is public health. It appears on pages 75 and 76. There are approximately a dozen units within public health, and it proceeds from page 76 through page 141.
Got a motion.
I'd like to make an amendment.
If you've got amendments to make in that division, now's the time.
So, I do, sir.
Mr. Chairman, the DD waivers, eight D is the whole. You're on that.
Representative Walters, do you have a motion to make? Because I've heard a motion on the division, but I have not heard a second on it. So we have no motion on the floor.
I'll second.
I have a motion.
Oh, wait a minute. We haven't made it yet.
I would like to.
I'm sorry?
I would like to make a motion when recognized, Mr. Chairman.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 140, under contractual fees, series 901, or 900, excuse me. 140.
Substance abuse and suicide prevention?
Yes, sir. I'd like to cut that in half, that 4.7. So it would be added on to the 380.
He's on page 140, down on 901.
Second for discussion.
It's been moved and seconded.
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, Representative, I'm sorry, Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to clarify. I think I follow the good representative. I believe that is money that is being sent through the Prevention Management Organization. Is that correct, Representative? Is that kind of the intention there?
Correct.
I'd like to third that motion.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, I stand against this motion. I think there's been issues with that organization, but I also think the Department of Health is working on rectifying the new contracts that they bring out. I think in a time when we have increasing suicides in the state of Wyoming. I don't think this is the right thing to do.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Walters.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. There's still plenty of money left in this agency and this division even to work on suicide prevention and all of this stuff. This is really just drawing the general fund dollars out of this. This organization has had over 5 years now, 6 years, to get things straightened out, and they have not. And this department just continues to say, give us more time and we'll make it work right. And they are proving that they just want more time and they're not getting it done. So I think not a gentle nudge, but a good swift kick is a good way to make them use their own funds differently and take our general funds and do something more productive.
Any other discussion? Representative Schwartz.
So I guess my question is whether we cut it 50%, are we cutting the 50%? Is that going to go to all the local entities actually doing the work? Or how do we make sure this cut is directed surgically?
Don, do you have an answer to that?
Mr. Chairman, clarification. I assume that Representative Walters' motion is to take, it's essentially $2.1 million of general funds out of the 900 series. There is a mix of funds in here in this unit from tobacco, federal, and general funds, but I am interpreting the motion to be $2 million of general funds. And he would be leaving the 600 series, which is the line above that in the adjusted amount of $10.194 million. Those are the funds that are actually distributed out to local communities, the local providers on the ground. He's taking the contract, yeah, if I'm interpreting your motion correctly.
So, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Dockstetter.
Don, are we going to need to amend that to specify general funds, or where do we stand with this motion?
Can we put a footnote on with it?
Mr. Chairman, I think you do need to specify general funds, and they may not have, you know, that line item may not be general funds, so they may have to adjust their 200 series, 600 series, 100 series, but there's plenty, there is sufficient general funds in the unit to make that accommodation, it appears to us.
So, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Ducks.
Representative, would you accept a friendly amendment to specify general funds, half amount, $2.35, something like that. We'll let them figure out the numbers. Representative, you'd be agreeable to that?
Mr. Chairman, I think I would be very agreeable to that, and really going to the point of what our staff was just describing is what I was trying to get at and just didn't have the numbers perfectly at hand the exact description of it. So what our staff just described goes along with your amendment or your friendly offer, and I would accept that.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, so amended.
So, Don, the motion, as I understand it, would be, as you said, 2.1, and Senator Dockstetter said 2.35. I think you're using the figure after the $380,000 is removed. So we're using the governor's rec plus – We're taking half after the governor's rec.
Mr. Chairman, that's how I understood it. So I took one half on the far right column of the $4,323,422.
So it's roughly $2.1 million, including a footnote stating that it will be. It is the general funds that are coming out.
And arguably, the general fund doesn't need a footnote, but the 900 series does need to be specified by footnote.
Okay.
So that to ensure it doesn't come out of community provider payments or 200 series.
All right. Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had requested some information on this particular program, and I don't disagree with the representative from Sublet at all. I get it. None of these reductions are easy to do. It's just that I feel like, some of these prevention things, maybe we can't do as much as we've been doing in the past. Just to make sure that we understand, There is about 66% of this budget, which is about 11.8 per biennium, is general fund dollars. Now, some of are state dollars, I should say. A lot of that money comes out of the tobacco settlement monies, but this motion deals only with the general funds that are devoted to that program and disseminated throughout the state. So I hope that helps to clarify even further.
Question being called. Any further comment? So any further discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. My only question is, will this impact any of the federal dollars or matching dollars that are – I don't think it ought to be, because we could use the tobacco funds to do the matching. But I just want to clarify that. Do we know that, Don? Is there any way we can know that if that cuts won't affect matching dollars? And I'm presuming on the matching dollars, we can use the tobacco fund dollars for match. We can, so I don't suspect that it will, but I'm just curious.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with you, and I think that if it's a problem, we'll hear from some folks.
Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion passes. Any other motions in this division?
Close.
We got
no.
Is behavioral health in this division? Okay. Go ahead and make the. Okay.
Okay. I need a motion on Governor's Rec on the division.
Governor's
as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify. I'm sorry, Representative Larson. Okay. No discussion? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Representative Larson.
Thank you. Don, I need to look at Unit 485 on 71, and I think that's for comprehensive waivers that's back in health care financing. And that's our DD community providers. And so, Mr. Chairman, with your blessing and not making me go to jail, I'd like to open healthcare financing back up and address a couple of issues on that Unit 485.
You just want to address them, or are you going to be amending?
I'm going to make some amendments.
Okay, then we have to reopen the division.
Yeah. Move to reopen.
That was my move.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. The division is reopened.
Thank you. And so, Don, if you could, is page 71 the right page to be looking at that on? So, Mr. Chairman, you'll see in there that we've got, and this is a discussion we'd had on the community providers, the DD providers, for those in the need to put some money back in there, and you'll see that the governor's made a rec of a reduction of $4.7 million in there. That's 50% state funds, 50% federal funds to take care of those. My amendment would be is to remove the governor's rec of the $4.7 million reduction, which is half federal, half state, and then to add $2 million state funds into that general funds into that unit.
So if I understand your motion, you want to get rid of the governor's rec, which puts the $2.3 million back in. That would in turn trigger the federal funds for another $2.3 million, and then you want to add another $2 million?
That's right. So taking away the governor's rec puts us at where we currently are. And then we want to add $2 million to that.
Is that
Do I have that correct, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's how I understand it. So it would be a net increase of $4.367 million general funds. Likewise, there would be an additional $4.367 million federal funds because it is a 50-50
match. Oh, it would trigger another, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Second.
The motion. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Landon. I'm sorry, Senator Landon.
Thank you for the opportunity to just clarify and visit for a minute. We're going to add back in this amount. I just want to be clear in my head about what those centers are being expected to do. I heard a lot of conversation from the director of the department that we're hoping to utilize those centers to help alleviate some of that Title 25 problem. Can you help me with the reasoning behind putting that kind of money back in there?
And thank you, Mr. Chairman, if I may explain, because I think that this is a common mix-up. We're thinking of two different programs. The community DD waiver program is to serve those who are developmentally or intellectually disabled, who in the past have been served at the Life Resource Center, but are being served in those community programs around the state. We talked a little bit about this the other day and how some of those larger providers we haven't, in our rebasing, have not accepted the rebasing, and we've got some really, the question is if they fail, where will they go? With the redesign of the state health facilities, we are now saying that the Life Resource Center will be a safety net and not designed to hold a large population. And so the community providers can care for these individuals much cheaper than the state facilities can. And so the intent is to make sure that they're stable to provide for that population and then just use the Life Resource Center as intermediate temporary care as a safety net facility. Now, the program that Senator Landon, that you were referring to, is the community mental health providers that help divert people from Title 25 back in, you know, and keep them from going from Title 25 commitment. So am I correct in what
you're
saying?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had those confused, and I appreciate that, Representative. Thank you.
So just so I understand, this is the money that goes through to the agencies that deal with the DD people?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chairman, the governor's proposed cuts would reduce what we currently have by in general funds of $2.3 million, and then that would reduce federal funds by a like amount because we have a 50, they match us dollar for dollar.
And, Mr. Chairman, just to also add to that, we just added $2.5 million to that 2 years ago, and so basically the governor's cut's taking what we took out and added to it, which and I mean, he was just doing it across the board. It's kind of that's the way he did it. The fact of the matter is, many of these, particularly, I think 11 facilities take care of 65% of the total number of DD folks in the state of Wyoming. And for example, the one that's in the middle part of the state, towards the Wind River Mountains, has been running in a deficit for like 7 or 8 calendar. Business cycles, and they just can't afford to continue to do what they do, and they've gone through their reserves, and it's not a pretty picture. And so, we want to reinstate the money that we gave to them last biennium, and also prop them up. And I don't know if there's been a handout circulated on how to come up with the calculation of the dollars they need. In point of fact, we're still probably with this not matching the basic recommendations that came out in 2014, but we are.
This is about half.
With that as may I seconded the motion and I support it, and that's the reason.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Driscoll.
Representative Larson. So we're looking at a net increase of about 4.4.
Yeah.
GF then.
Yep. No, it would be an increase of 2 million GF, and then that'll be matched 2
okay,
million.
2 million more will come back
mm-hmm.
in
from the feds.
But it's four
yeah.
plus,
yeah.
actually closer to five plus above
yeah.
the governor's rec.
Yeah. And all I can say is that with regards to what we did with the suicide prevention, it's a hard thing to do, but the good thing to know is that we just took that money and put it over here, and if you're balancing where it needs to go, I would prefer to put it here.
Mr. Chairman, I guess a little follow-up. Are we going to try to do this to the other places that have been hit about the same? I've got multiple emails that have had.
What other places?
Mental health centers.
Mental health centers are all hit. They got cut and got cut again.
Well, so.
That's a different issue. But.
Yeah, so, and you're, it's a different program. That's
no, very, I understand yeah. It's different, but my question was, are we going to try to backfill some of the others? Because what we've done is picked one and we've put it back healthy.
Well,
I know at least two others that are in very similar situations, i.e., you know, we're going to lose some of our crisis centers on this bed issue, and they probably, those other ones add up to another $2-4 million.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, if I may, so, you know, that's certainly the discussion we need to have in this, and the crisis beds, we're meeting with the Department of Family Services in the morning. That was the assignment Chairman give us, and that'll be in that agency discussion, and, you know, the interesting thing about the community mental health centers, there are some bills out there, on the Title 20, that the Title 25 committee's been working on that addresses some of that. I can't give you the specifics of those senators, but I know that they're working on those.
Okay. Mr.
Chairman. Senator, Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I know this is a population around the Strait, but what specific communities are going to benefit most from this? I want to know that.
Well, I think the communities benefit the most will be Cheyenne, Laramie has a longstanding, of the large providers. Okay. Then you've got the one in, that covers in Fremont County that also covers, up in Teton County. You've got,
and they're all in different places.
Yeah, different places. And then you've got, as you'll recall from the director's discussion, we've got a lot of small operators that take care of small and
230 around the state.
Yeah, and then a lot that are just self providers, families that are receiving some of these that are self directing. So it spread out statewide.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just ask to make sure we're doing this appropriately by reinstating not approving the governor's recommendation, and we put the money back. Is this enough indication on how we want that money spent, or do we need to say more to make that's just what I want to make sure that we know where we want it spent. I want to make sure they know where we want it spent, and so that's my question.
And I don't know the answer to that. I know that there's been plans put forth to direct the increase primarily towards what you call the 4-6 comprehensive care folks. And so, Representative Larson, I haven't thought through that's literally, unless we direct it, it's going to be at the direction of the agency and their rulemaking and then the dollars they expend.
So the money that we would put back in, the money that's there that the governor was going to pull out, is currently directed by our Medicaid plan that has been approved. And then the new money added into it will have to be added to and amend our Medicaid plan and with that determine how that money is used to comply with the Medicaid requirement reimbursements. Now, one of the things that if you have these people in your community, these providers in the community, and one of the things that the organization is working with is with the Department of Health to ensure that the rules that the Department of Health has in place does not make it cumbersome to access each of these individuals' individual budget amount. So if I have if I'm a guardian or a parent of somebody that's receiving these waivers, upon review and evaluation, then they get an individual budget amount to receive the services that they feel are adequate to allow this individual to function in the community. and receive the services that he needs. But some we have some caps and we have some regulatory issues that we're trying to streamline to make sure that we have greater access to that. But at the end of the day, and we say, boy, that's a lot of money that we're keeping there, but we're also adding $2 million, which will be matched to that. Chairman Nicholas pointed out, if we don't, what are we going to do with these folks?
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Mr. Co-Chair, would you chair for a moment?
Sure.
I'd like to amend the amendment, and or basically, I guess, divide it.
Okay.
And my motion would be to reinsert the cut that the governor, in other words, deny the governor's cut, the governor's rec, but not add the additional $2 million.
Can we have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to reduce.
Thank you for that. And the reason I'm thinking this is, you know, this has been tough for all of us, you know, cutting everybody, and health is probably the toughest of all. And I don't know how I can look a number of these other organizations in the eye when we're cutting them and we're actually going to give a increase to anybody else. Now, I sympathize on the DD and all that, and willing to go as far as denying the governor's rec and giving them back that money. But that other $2 million, I would just as soon give that to another one of the areas that are really hurting and are suffering from cuts right now. Because as I said, as Senator Driscoll said, how can we sit there when these other agencies are doing just as much good with people who are just as needy, only in other ways, and say, yeah, we're cutting you, but we're going to give these guys over here an increase?
Senator Lynn.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I may reluctantly support the amendment. I haven't decided, but I just want to remind the committee that what the representative has told us is very real. We can do this and zero this back out, or at least just return the budget to where it was. But know this, I think there's a very good chance that we will be right back down here next year with a crisis on our hands. And I think, you know, we've talked about maybe no contingency or anything. If one of these big facilities goes down, we really don't have any place to put these 24-hour care constituents of ours. They're out on the street. We don't have enough room in Lander. We don't have enough room in Evanston. So this crisis is very real. We talked about up in the Fremont County area, we've got one that I think they testified in December to the committee what's going on. I know the one in my district is skating on really thin ice. So there's a reason why I think the representative pulled this one out for this discussion tonight, and it's all based on the fact that we really don't have any place for these residents if one of those providers goes down.
Representative Schwartz. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, I mean, I'm in support of the concept of getting more money into the DD waivers. I know that the federal standards, if we want to keep getting the federal monies, part of their requirements is making sure that we keep these people in their communities as much as possible, that the institutional notion is not something they support. I don't know enough about the details to know how far we have to go to keep getting the federal money. But my concern becomes, as Senator Driscoll mentioned, there's a few of these areas of human services and health care that I feel like we need to discuss this globally rather than one piece at a time, because we're going to keep having the same issue come up. And if we can't look at them together, the last one on the list is going to get shorted. So I don't know exactly how we do that within the context of going through page by page, but I think it's a pretty critical element. Thank you.
And so I just want to clarify your motion, because it's a supplemental
and going back to the original motion, because it's a supplemental budget, if we add $1 million this biennium, that will turn into two, which will turn into four in 1920 for the supplement to carry over. Is that correct?
I think some of these would benefit from the budget office, but the restoration, in my opinion, the restoration of the governor's reduction would not be biennialized, but the additional $2 million would be biennialized. That would be my read of it.
And so with that regards, is that consistent with your motion? Okay, just so we understand. All right. Further discussion on the amendment. Representative Larson.
So the question was raised by Representative Summers, and it's a great question, is how do we come up with the $2 million? Is this just some arbitrary number that we picked out of the tree? We've heard for – or out of the sky. We've heard in the Labor and Health Committee for the last two, 3 years the dilemma that this population of our state has in being serviced. We have – these providers that are selling their assets, their buildings, they're not now, they're, it's difficult to get insurance. We have not funded, we talk about education in making cost adjustments, which we have done on a regular basis, but for when we rebase these DD providers, we've denied those. And we give them a little bit of a cost adjustment last year, but the previous two, we didn't consider. So, We asked the community providers to work with the Department of Health and to come up with a number of what would be a reasonable amount to get them out of the predicament that they're in. And they've been working since over the last 30 to 40 days to come up with a number, and that number is between 4 and 8 million general funds to make them whole. And so we realize the position that we're in, and we've said we'll shoot for $2 million, have that matched, and that would be $4
million. Further discussion. Representative Burker.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me. I guess we're on Co-Chairman Chairman's amendment.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. I'll hold it then.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I guess I can that cleanup on my own amendment here. We're already my amendment would already reinsert, give them back $4.7 million. That's my understanding.
No, that four, Mr. Chairman, that $4 million is there. What this would be doing is taking it away from existing funds.
Right.
So you're not putting it, and so. What I'm trying to do by putting that denying the governor's rec is keep them where they currently are at.
Right. That's
okay.
But that's where they had already gotten the $5.2 million we had given them a couple years ago. So this basically puts back in. So they're frankly, compared to everybody else in Department of Health, every other agency, they're actually in better shape. They're not getting cut like everybody else is. In addition, then If my amendment fails, plus they'll get another $2 million, that'll be matched federally. So that's an initial $4 million, and then that's biennialized. That's going to be $8 million additional you're going to get. And the question I've got, $4 million of that $8 million will come out of general fund. Where are we taking that from? LISRA? I mean, how are we covering that? We're trying to cut $50 million off this biennium, and now we're going to add $2 million onto this biennium and $4 million onto the next biennium. And I think that violates the goal of what we're trying to do here.
Mr. Chairman, I know that we are trying to make the cuts, but I think that the cuts that we've been making, I think that there's a significant difference between cutting programs for people who have these types of disabilities and making cuts to airports or highway projects or things of that nature.
Mr. Chairman, the the maker of the amendment generally gets to speak last.
Yep.
This leaves them no worse off because with my amendment, the governor's cuts are there, so they're left whole. But money's not added to them.
Okay. Do we have a question?
Question.
I think it's been thoroughly debated. All those in favor of co-chairman's motion to amend, raise your hand. Let's just do it. Any hands? That motion passes.
This was a division, right?
This is the, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now it's back to you, Mr. Chairman. I have a new motion.
Okay. The amended motion is to have to reinstate the dollars that the governor cut.
So that's where we're at now. We're back even.
Right. That's moved and seconded. Any amendments or discussion?
Yeah. So now I'm making a new motion.
Yes.
My motion is that we add $1 million to the current budget, which then will translate into $2 million biennially, and $4 million to the, as opposed to $8 million in 1920 for the deed waivers. We've already talked through the arguments. I just cut your increase in half, essentially. And look for a second.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any new points to make? Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question for the bringer of the amendment. Is the intention on the $1 million to, in effect, reinstated in proportion to what the governor had taken out? The governor's rec had specified specific programs under this. I'm on page 69 and 70. Is the intent to put money in there proportional to what these cuts would have been in the areas?
I don't think that addresses those cuts address this program.
Okay. Because it says comprehensive waiver at the top. The amounts are the same as totals. Mr. Chairman, sorry.
So, actually, and to clarify, Representative Larson, there was a handout that we had that suggested that any increases or some part of the increase goes primarily to the comprehensive versus the other waivers. The 6 through 4 clientele. And so I would amend my motion so that the extra $1 million would go to the providers that provide the comprehensive waiver, the 6 through 4, which are the most in need, and the ones primarily there are comprehensive waivers are fully cared for. They're not.
I'm sorry, I remember who your second was.
Representative Larson.
You agree to the, does the second agree to the amendment of the motion?
My concern there is that those providers I think that needs to be proportionally divided to where there's incentivization to go to the bigger ones, but I wouldn't make it all go to the more.
Let me make this easy. If it's not a friendly amendment, it's out of order because you can't amend an amendment.
I don't think I was arguing on the amendment. I think he just asked a question about how the waivers would be distributed, Mr. Chair. Am I wrong on that? I wasn't amending.
He was amending his own amendment. If it's a friendly amendment, it's in order. If it's not a friendly amendment, it's out of order. You were the second. I was simply asking you if it was a friendly amendment.
Yes.
Okay, so it's back to the original amendment. Add $1 million, which will be doubled in the next biennium, and he dictates exactly where that extra $2 million goes, which are the 6 by 4?
The comprehensive waiver.
Comprehensive waiver. Don and Don, you got that? Okay. Senator Landon, discussion. Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just real quickly, I think you know where I stand. I'm supportive of the notion, but I also know that we've got difficult decisions to make. I would remind that the Department of Health has indicated to us that that none of that money we gave them from last year has kicked in yet. They have, it's taken this long to get that funding formula in place. And so that's going to begin about next month. We were led to understand, and that allows for 2.5, I think, is what we put into the system, if I remember correctly. That's going to kick in. I believe that's going to be a great help to these facilities over the next year. We're going to be right back down here. So I just remind of that, too.
Any other discussion? We're on the amendment, which is to add $1 million on top of what's already there. This has nothing to do with the governor's rec at this point.
Question.
Question being called. All those in favor, signify by raising your hand. I've got five. Opposed, raise your hand. I'm sorry.
I'm four.
Okay, six. Those opposed, raise your hand. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got somebody who didn't vote. There's 12 here.
You don't have to vote.
It's 12, right?
Can't vote present.
No vote.
I think it's
7, 5. I thought it was 6. It was 6.
You don't have to vote.
Okay. It passes. Okay, so the amended motion now is to get rid of the governor's rec plus add $1 million, which will double to $2 million in the next biennium. All those in favor signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That passes. Any other amendments in this division?
Move and close the division.
I've got a motion.
Second.
It's finally seconded.
We're going into brain warp.
Yeah, moved and seconded. Any other discussion on closing the division? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion passes. The division is reclosed. Don, where were we?
Mr. Chairman, you've already voted on public health, which was pages 75 through 142, with one change on page 141, which removed $2.1 million from the 900 series. The next division for your consideration.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to open that back up, Ben's role, with what we just did. I'd like to go back into page 142, which is 2506, 7, 8, and 9.
Okay, the motion is to reopen the division. What? Is there a second? Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's actually just where we're headed.
It wouldn't be
a reopen.
Okay.
We're on page 142.
We haven't gotten to that yet.
I thought we voted on
that's it. Where we're getting to right now.
Sensing that the senator may want to open those, it may be best to go by this division unit by unit if you have a number of.
Let's go ahead. Do you have a number of them?
I do.
Okay, then we will just go unit by unit here.
Well, I have one, just one piece. There'll probably be more, I think.
The first unit appears on page 145, unit 2501, Behavioral Health Administration.
Gov's Rec.
Already passed. Second.
Moved and seconded.
Question.
Any discussion? Senator Driscoll, your mic's on.
No, okay. I was on page 142 as well.
That's the summary page. So.
That's the summary page. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 149, unit 2502, recovery supports.
Gov's Rec.
Moved and seconded. I want to make sure everybody's caught up.
Mr. Chairman, I need to ask Don where to go to because I don't know where to go. I'm not going to find it fast enough.
I'll tell you what, everybody stand at ease. Senator Driscoll, you can go ahead and check with Don.
It's on the summary page. It's the, because that's why I was screwing up so bad here.
It's. So we're on page 149, and I've got a motion with Governor's rec, moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Question being called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 153, unit 2503, court supervised treatment.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration is on page 160, 2505.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 162, unit 2506, outpatient mental health. And I believe...
this is the one you want.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman. Okay, I guess we've got to move the unit first.
Yeah, it's got to be moved.
Move the unit.
Governor's rec? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we strike the governor's rec. No addition, just strike it.
So the is there a second?
Albert.
Okay, the motion is to strike the gov's rec, and that is to reimpose the $3.5 million.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Landon.
Thank you. I would just ask for the same thing as I did on the previous motion that we had, just maybe a little bit more explanation of why we want to return $3.5 million. That's a pretty sizable number. And if we're going to have a conversation, let's decide. But I've got to know more about it, so thank you.
Anyone want to answer?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Driscoll. I'll have some, and I may need to use Don for a little help and explanation. These guys already took a major cut in July. We're cutting them again, or I think they took a pretty big cut in July, as I understand it. We're cutting them again, and we're rapidly getting on some of these where we're going to hit non-functional levels on their programs, I think. I'm going to use Don to ask if he can tell me what they cut them in July, or she.
It was 7. It's on page 163. You can see it's 7.22% of their overall budget.
Mr. Chairman.
And how much was that, Don?
Well, the cut that is represented here are the ones that were presented by the governor this summer.
Okay. Yeah.
This is.
These are part of those.
They are.
So they've already made. Yeah. They've been made.
I would change my motion to half then, if we could.
Okay, so the motion, he can just change his motion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the motion is to strike half the gov's rec, which is to reduce it by about $1.75 million. Any discussion? Senator Landon.
I apologize, Mr. Chairman. I'm just in a little bit of a catch-up mode tonight. We probably covered this when I was here, but I don't have good notes. I just want to make sure what we're talking about here. Can somebody maybe clarify what this outpatient treatment, where it is going to be impacting the budget?
Where does it show up in your community?
What's that?
Where does it show up in your community?
Yeah. I just want to know where this money's going to go.
mental health outpatient funds contracted to community mental health centers.
Okay.
Representative Larson.
If you'd like, I can explain what these do and how these monies get there.
Please.
So, throughout the state, we have, in every county, we have community mental health centers who are contracted with the Department of Health to provide services for mostly for indigent people with mental illness. And last year, and that money is allotted to them through a grant, a block grant to each of those community mental health centers, and then there's a formula on how it's allotted, I think, on a quarterly basis. Their responsibility then is to do things like we talked about in that gatekeeper bill to divert people who may be at risk of being involuntarily committed but may not need to be. That's kind of that key component in rectifying that Title 25 problem, is being able to have community mental health providers that can take these people that don't have the resources to get help and divert them away from the state hospital. But they've been taking care of people who are mentally ill, the veterans, and things of that nature. And if they don't have the means to pay, there's a formula that allows them to recuperate that money through this grant program. And so putting that back in just makes that program back somewhat to what it was.
Mr. Chairman, one follow-up on that. I think I'm going to ask Representative Larson. I believe Sheridan administers Northeast Wyoming's funds. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, I apologize, Senator Driscoll. I can't remember the names of all the senators. I know that,
I'll go ahead, and I think I just wanted to make sure I wasn't answering wrong, because I've screwed up a bunch tonight.
My understanding is Sheridan handles Johnson County, Crook, and Weston.
Yeah,
but Campbell has their own.
Thank you. So you've answered for Crook and Weston, and what they've told me is the next round of cuts that come, and this is somewhat off, but basically Sheridan can survive, but Crook and Weston will not.
Mr. Chairman, I was looking for a confirmation, and I received that, and you're correct on that.
Because I'm fighting for our deal at home, and you know you're in an area that's a low income area that really
I can get divine inspiration from an angel. Was I correct? There you go. See.
I was pretty sure after I lost the section.
You both get divine inspiration.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Landon.
Thank you for the opportunity for me to hone in on exactly where we're headed with this. I do believe that we had testimony that this could impact that Title 25 issue, and so I thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just add, this is, of all the things that I've been thinking about as I was getting ready to come on to appropriations, where you could be, you know, penny-wise and pound-foolish, I really think that this is one of the areas, because, you know, cuts in outpatient – I mean, we all know getting something done at the doctor's office is way cheaper than getting much sicker and having to be admitted to a hospital. And so the same thing holds true for mental health services. And, it's not wise. I have to say, here's an area where I've disagreed with how the director has, you know, directed some of the cuts in the past, but it doesn't make any sense to cut outpatient treatment and then wonder how come your inpatient costs are growing. I mean, I think this is a really great motion, and this is an area where I think we need to just look at this is how mental health works and put it back in here, and we can save money. We can save money for inpatient treatment, and we can just make people's lives better, too, because they'll get care at home rather than in Evanston.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Summers.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is just a question. So if we were to add this in, to stop if we were to roll out Title 25 into this agency? What's to stop a director from simply taking this money back out as a cost of doing business on us rolling Title 25 in? If we're going to do this, we need to somehow clamp it down so the money actually gets there and we don't end up just funding the Title 25 thing. If that's our plan, is to roll Title 25 in, if that's one of our attempts, I just don't want to see this being a funding source for that.
Representative Schwartz was next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was essentially my same question, except it runs a little deeper, because even if we had a mechanism to ensure that this money we're adding is outside of the flex, there's all the money that's pre-existing that we aren't saying is outside that flex, which makes it even more complicated for me, because I'm in support of the motion.
So, Mr. Chair, it actually it's pretty simple. What we're talking about, abstaining the Department of Health on, is our 1% that we may add to this in terms of overall budget cuts. And so that he's not going to get it. So there aren't going to be any cuts on our 1% to the Department of Health, so there will be no additional cuts for the 1%. These cuts have already were made for the 8%, so he doesn't have anything to cut. And I might add that my understanding is that through the Medicaid funding mechanism that they're using with our community health care providers and how that goes into effect, there's going to be $1.5 million savings when it's fully implemented. And so as he's operating those programs, they actually should have a cash inflow at the end of the day. And so it won't impact that with terms of our 1% and then what we're doing here.
Representative Larson.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I just want to – I hope I'm addressing Representative Summers' comments. So what the Department of Health has done – and we heard from Director Forslund, is when he was asked to absorb the overrun of Title 25 cut costs for patients in designated hospitals, he's pulled that money from inside his agency, and most of it has been pulled from this budget here to pay for the Title 25 cost overruns, and I think that's what you're, and so I believe his Representative Summers' question is can we prevent him from doing that? I don't have the answer. I just think if I understood the question is, can you prevent the director from trying to recoup those or take care of those Title 25 overrun costs from the community mental health providers?
Well, and just to further to clarify on that, I think most of the money comes from the vacant positions that are out there, not from the operations of the program. But, I mean, obviously that's something we could clarify or that Representative Larson could clarify. And you can always put a condition on anything that we do in terms of this budget saying that you shall not cut these positions. I mean, funds from community mental health and any other component in to effectuate further cuts, but remember, we're not the Title 25. He's been able to cut that out of his budget because he has, I don't know, dozens of vacant positions in his agency that allow him a lot of leeway to manage his budget. So the answer is we don't fully know the answer to that, but when we did the DD waiver addition in 2014, he didn't come back in and cut from what we added with the understanding because we wanted to add monies into those programs. And so I think that the director does his best to implement the intentions of what our actions are. Because I've had that discussion with him. But if you have different information or different view on it, please let me know.
Mr. Chairman, I
would just remind the committee just a piece of information. In the governor's budget, there are five entities that use 80% of his total budget. That's the Medicaid waivers, the state hospital, the Life Resource Center, the community mental health providers, and the developmental preschools. Those five use up 80% of his budget. So then whether it be through vacant positions or whatever, when he makes the cuts that we require of him, he has to go to those five. I mean, you go where the money is. And so how that's allocated, and so that's informational, Mr. Chairman, just as you talk about how you put sideboards on things.
Any other discussion? The motion is to cut the governor's rec in half, or the governor's cut in half. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Don, where are we going?
Mr. Chairman, a vote on this unit as amended.
Mr. Chairman, before we do.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to go back to page 158. It's unit 2505. And I think in our hustle we made a mistake by accepting the governor's recommendation because this is where he wants us to spend 21 million out of, or 20.1 million out of the LISRA on Title 25.
So
with that, I'd like to reopen the
For discussion. I'll second it, but then Don, isn't this also a Gov's letter?
I think it's a Gov's letter.
Mr. Chairman, it is a Gov's letter, and in fact, the governor changed it and takes it out on this page, presuming that you would vote on it on the governor's letter. So I think this action did not appropriate funds from the LSRA. Your action did not.
So we can address this in the governor's letter.
That's correct.
Good catch.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay.
Unit 2506 on page 162 still needs a motion as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 164, 2507, outpatient substance abuse.
Is there a motion?
Gov's rec.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 166, unit 2508, residential mental health.
Gov's rec.
Second.
Gov's rec. It's moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 168, unit 2509, residential substance abuse.
Gov's rec.
Gov's rec. Is it seconded? Moved and seconded. Don, where's this money go? This is all flow-through, pass-through, but where's it go?
It also goes to community substance abuse centers. I believe this is for residential substance abuse as opposed to some of the prior ones were outpatient, and there's mental health versus substance abuse. So this is the residential, presumably inpatient.
So these are the basically the spin dry clinics.
You don't have to.
Could you rephrase that, please? She didn't get
okay,
that.
Okay, dry out clinics. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move for a half.
It's oh, okay.
Make an amendment for one half of the Gov's rec again. I'll explain a little. I guess I don't have
a there is a motion to cut the Gov's rec or the Gov's cut in half. Is there a second? Did you second? It's moved and seconded. Discussion.
I'll just do a very short on this, and this is a pretty necessary piece to keep them open. If you just save part of it, we don't have enough funds still, and this actually puts enough back in that we are going to be able to keep the program viable. That's long and short of it. I let the other two go by, really all four of them needed put together, but I could see where we were heading. So going to aim at one more piece and see if we can't keep these up and functional.
Further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Ooh. All those in favor signify by raising your hand. 2, 3. Those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Motion fails. Was there a motion on the Gov's Rec before?
Yes.
There was. Okay. No other amendments? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is 2510, Preschool Services, page 174.
Gov's Rec.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, wait a minute. Don had something to say.
First of all, there is a technical correction. Of course, all of their enrollment counts are a little bit delayed, so we get a late report. Rather than the 319,999, the new number is 320,408. It's almost identical. Just bring that to the committee's attention.
What so line is that?
It's on page 172.
So instead of 319,999,
it's in addition to the 319,999. There is an additional $320,408 cut due to declining enrollments.
Huh.
You don't have to accept that, but that's based on their updated enrollment counts from their presentation.
Are these the developmental centers?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman. Just to clarify, so that would make the total reduction, $650,000. Or did I misunderstand that?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. $640,407.
Has there been a Gov's Rec on this? I mean, a motion on this?
I think there has. There's been a Gov's Rec.
Gov's Rec. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion, Senator Hastert?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, you know, in the discussions that we've had here, and having the director in here, when he said that we really haven't felt the full effects of these cuts yet around the state, and this is a case in the fact that our early intervention programs haven't really experience the full effects of these, and when they do, we're going to lose some centers across the state. We have between the 6.7 that we lost in general funds and the 5.9, and that then equated to the 5.9 in federal funds, Mr. Chairman, not being able to match the maintenance of effort and not the centers won't be in compliance. Is the real gist of this whole thing here. I know it's, as Representative Larson talked about, this is one of the top five, and it's absolutely one of the places that the Department of Health spends a lot of money. And also, you can certainly argue the merits of the program, and Mr. Chairman, I know you had been on with management audit, and looking at these programs and the amount of money that, for every dollar invested in early intervention, what we yield out of that, and the savings to our K-12 system as the years go on. Mr. Chairman, the dilemma I have is right now is that the cuts that we did or that were done equate to a 16% cut to the centers. When you add the whole thing up and the 12.6 is 16%. And some of the centers are being hit even harder, 18 to 20%, if not more. I know in Sweetwater County we're getting
Is there an amendment in our future?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
And I guess I should make the motion and then have the discussion would be an appropriate way.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. But part of me wants to, decide if I should make it now or wait for round robin, when we might have some other resources. Mr. Chairman, I guess just for sake of argument, I would make the motion to reinstate the 6.7 general fund reduction. 6.7 million.
Moved and seconded.
Mr. Chairman, the reason for the entire amount is that if we reinstate 2 million, 4 million, 5 million, we don't, we will not recoup the 5.9 federal funds. We have to reinstate, unfortunately, the general fund money in order to recoup the federal funds. Mr. Chairman, I guess we could, you know, possibly look at a future motion of a portion of that, but then we would not recoup any of the federal funds unless we reinstate the money for the general fund money for operations, compliance, maintenance of effort, and that all ties together, Mr. Chairman.
So it's all or nothing?
Unfortunately.
Any other discussion?
Chairman.
Representative, Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm inclined to support. I've got one of these schools in my backyard. We have 4,000 of these youngsters with developmental disability delays. It's pretty important work that we're doing there, and we're doing it for about $8,800 per pupil. That's about half what we're spending in the public school system. This cut that they're looking at here, I agree with the senator. I think we're going to be closing schools. And the impact that that's going to have on that young population is going to be pretty dramatic.
Don, help my memory on this. These developmental schools, the developmental centers, wasn't this a fight between the education department and the health department, and neither of them wanted it?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the funds initially go to the Department of Education and then are transferred to the Department of Health for, I believe, just the Part B portion, and then the Department of Health administers both. Programs. It is an unusual structure, I will say that. I think we're the only state in the nation that has that particular framework.
And the funds that come over from the Department of Education, they come out of the foundation dollars or general fund dollars?
Mr. Chairman, only the federal funds come from the Department of Education.
Oh, okay.
And there are no school foundation program funds. And then the general funds go directly to the Department of Health, and then the Department of Health combines the federal and general funds and distributes it to the resource centers.
And the Part B are the older kids or the younger kids?
Yeah.
0 to 5.
0 to 5 is the whole thing, right?
Three to five
is B?
Is B.
And then C is?
0 to 3.
0 to 3. Okay. And this particular appropriation deals with both combined, or one or the other?
Mr. Chairman, this is both combined.
Okay. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don, then if I could just clarify the $5 million special revenue. So if the federal funding is what comes through the Department of Education, what's the special revenue category?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that line 5005 is federal funds, and that's the amount that is coming over from the Department of Education. And it has to change because once it hits the state, it is shown as special revenue,
when it moves between two agencies.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Larson.
Mr. Chairman, to your question on those funds, that the federal funds that come to the 3 through 5 in B are the IDEA funds, the same as the special ed funds through K through 12. Starts at age 3, goes up through K-12. And so that's that same funding stream. That's why it's handled through the Department of Education.
Oh, I see.
The Part B.
Thank you.
And then Part C is a different animal all by itself.
Representative Wilson.
Nope, just itching. Sorry.
Your mic's on. Representative, sorry, Senator Landon.
I apologize.
Any other comment?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hastert.
Just I'm sorry, your comment on the where the programs are at. Mr. Richards is correct in that we're the only state in the United States that runs this through the Department of Health. And right now, I was planning on putting a bill in to move that into Department of Ed. Chose to wait because right now our management audit is looking at that very topic. Mm-hmm. And so, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to wait for their results. But my understanding is that Department of Ed is not opposed. We're just waiting for some different information. And, Mr. Chairman, I just also want to point out on page 171, under Section 4, under the explanation on the cuts, that it is stated there that the reduction of contracts will result in programs not meeting maintenance of effort, and that that they'll be cutting staffs and terminating staffs, and in some cases closing centers.
Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Hastert more or less answered it. This one needs to be moved over to the Department of Ed. Eventually, it sounds like we're on track to do that. In the meantime, clarification, Senator Hastert, you are looking for full 6.7 put back in. As a going to have to be a puppy kicker tonight.
All right, let's start bringing this baby home. Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend the motion and cut that figure in half. 6.7 million would then become 3.35, I believe.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. The only problem with that is that you still don't, you won't get the federal funds.
None of them?
No.
None.
No.
So there's no purpose.
The threshold is the 6.7.
Yes,
do you want to continue with that motion? Or
no, I withdraw my second.
I withdraw the motion. Is that absolutely confirmed that we will not receive any federal funding on the 3 point whatever? I thought that was matching funds, but it's an all or nothing proposition.
It's modified by the reduced number of kids, though, isn't there? Shouldn't that be modified?
Mr. Chairman, it will be modified by the reduced number. The department has testified that they will make a request for a waiver from the Federal Department of Education. They also testified that those requests from other states have not been received favorably.
So we're back on the motion to reinstate the 6.7 million. Representative Schwartz.
Mr. Chairman, I would modify the motion to leave the number open because we don't know what it is, but to do our maintenance of effort. It's based upon the population, I believe, number of kids. It doesn't. So there's no way. It says yes or no. No, never mind.
Okay, we're back on the original motion. Representative Larson.
Mr. Chairman, the federal funds coming into these two programs, Part B and Part C, are not a dollar-for-dollar match. We put far more state funds into both of these then we receive for federal funds. That's where that's at. The maintenance of effort is because we take these federal funds, particularly in both of these are federal funds, then once the state puts money in at a level, that becomes a level that you have to continue funding it in order to receive the federal funds, and that becomes your maintenance of effort. Kind of like we do with special education. And so because we reduced the number of funds through this 8% cut this year, that put us out of compliance on our maintenance of effort because we didn't reach that same amount. So that's the maintenance of effort thing, and I think that that maintenance, I can't remember what that is, but that's how it comes to be.
So we're on the original motion. Question on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Those in favor, please raise your hand. Two, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Motion passes. So we're up to about another, I think, 14, 15 million then. We're spending again. Don, where do we go from here?
To the bank.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is the Wyoming Life Resource Center. It appears on page 184. It's the last unit in this division, unit 2512.
Goes right.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, on page 185, the last division.
Do we need to close the division?
No.
Okay.
185, we can go through this unit by unit if there are interest in particular units here, or you could...
I'd move that we go through the entire division on GovDirect.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. And that was the last division.
Move to close.
move to close the agency?
Yeah, we have a list here. I withdraw the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to, I would make a motion on to take position 048-1790.
Could you start out with the number on the far left so we know where to go?
Mr. Chairman, if I may just refer, we and you should have all received this handout.
Not colored, no.
I think so.
No, I didn't get that.
Is that what the first page looks like?
Yeah, the first page. Department of Health provided this. I provided it to the secretary.
I don't know if it's been passed out.
It is color.
I don't think it matters. Just so tell them what it is. And
committee, if I'm... Okay, yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, it would be, they're all 048 is the first three numbers. 1790 is 100% funded, and 2103.
Do you happen to know the number on the far left?
511 is the first one.
511. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. And then the next one is, 2372. Yes.
536. Thank you.
1231.
444.
Bingo.
Uh, And then we have some AWAC, some positions. We have some positions, Mr. Chairman, that we can remove at the Life Resource Center. And these are positions that are partially general fund money. They're 30%. The 70% comes from other funds, which is a, remind me, Don, what the name of that beast is. It's not federal funds. It's a land.
Mr. Chairman, that is the Life Resource Center Permanent Land Fund.
Permanent.
That is an expendable trust.
Yeah. There was land set aside and that. And so we've got.
So the money stays in the fund.
Huh?
The money stays in the fund.
I assume it can be repurposed for other purposes tied to the Life Resource Center.
Correct.
Okay.
And the 30% general funds would be saved. And we would do 1149.
That's already crossed out.
Yeah. Okay, 1303.
448.
448. Thank you, Tom.
1321.
451.
1701.
500.
1707.
1724. 503.
3235.
581.
And 3259.
Second.
I apologize. That last one is 100% federal funded, so that would. Let's not do that one.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Move to close.
Move to close the agency. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Move to adjourn.
You don't want to do the last agency?
Nah, we can do it tomorrow. We got lots to do.
Let's take no time at all.
Then let's do it tomorrow.
Well, that's the last agency.
All right. Don, we're sorry to disappoint you. We didn't get through the first two books.
You're impressed, though, aren't you? Me too. Well done, guys.
Okay, we've got a motion to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no?
No.
No. We are adjourned until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
If I could visit with you guys for just a second.
We're going to
make up all this money that we just
had. The faintest idea. We'll make up about $2 or $3 million in...